Hello, God bless you. Thank you very much for asking me to share. And yeah, wonderful, absolutely great. For me this week, I'd really like to just really express that the sharings at the minute that has really been shared from Lawrence, the few sharings that he shared has really been life-changing. That when you listen to do, and when you really go to God in prayer, then He is so going to answer your prayers. So there was a few weeks ago, and I was really praying, and I was asking God in prayer, like about just a few things, and about how I can overcome certain situations. And we all know to overcome that we really say with our mouth and we confess. Just as at the start, we say with our mouth and we confess that Jesus is Lord. And when these sharings came out and Lawrence done them, wow, they are absolutely life-changing. So I have really been speaking and really encouraging my mum at the minute. And I've been really speaking to her about, so my mum's a believer, but she's not an active believer currently. There's a few things that have happened within my family that have pushed her back. So now I'm in that strong place. I and my mum has very much seen my whole life. She's seen my whole life turn around from pure darkness to pure light. There is such a light that is shone upon my life that from a mother, she understands it's God. She understands that it is that my path and what I went on and how I've come out of it, how my family have come out of what we were in is a miracle. And I'm so thankful for my fellowship. I'm so thankful for my minister and the words that has been spoken and the sharings that have really been have been given. So I was with my mum this week and really just encouraging her and speaking to her about our old self, maybe our old habits, and how we can really come out of that. And I've seen my mum every day this week, and I have been managing to really build her faith. I've really been managing to navigate the things in my childhood that may have come up that actually God knew I needed answers for, that actually I didn't know that I needed. The okay, why in this situation, or why does this emotion come up, and which I never knew existed, but it has now existed once I've had children and I've come to live soberly. And wow, like the answers and the questions we have been speaking about this week has been really mind-blowing to see how God really brought these sharings to Lawrence's heart, and God really has spoke the words through Lawrence that have complete God has healed my heart. And it's the things that I didn't know I needed. And God will always bring you what you need. He will show you things that you may have not known. He will put the puzzle pieces together, and I sit in gratitude and thankfulness today, because how the adversary wants you to look upon your past as a negative. He wants you to look upon old habit patterns as a negative. But God wants to heal every part of you. He wants to heal that hidden pain that is within you, that used to live within you. You know, he wants to bring these things up. So then when you're ministering to other people around you, you can give them the sign words. You can show them, actually, this may have been the old you, but you do not need to suffer anymore. You do not need to think upon these things anymore. You can really come to me in prayer, and God will show you and navigate you in the perfect direction of how to overcome, how to give to the people around you what you may as a child or as a teen, you may not have known, and you can now give it to those people. I have been able to really put so many pieces together. I have then, when I've been really sat spending time with God, have then been able to minister to my mum's heart and say and explain the things, how God is explaining the things, how he is showing me how why certain things may have happened, or why people may have been certain ways. We can always have compassion. We should always have a understanding heart and compassion over each and every person, because that we're different. We're the ones that are the light of this world. We're the light of the people around us. So we can then navigate and show them the things that maybe the world may and try and put those people down for, and you can show them actually that this is just a old way of thinking that has come down the generations of the family that no one has broke. But today God is calling each and every one of us to speak with our mouths and to show our families that this can be broken, that Jesus died so we can live in the most perfect way, that we don't need to, no one needs to suffer, no one needs to, no one needs to be, you know, each day keeping these negative habit patterns that try to arise. They can overcome this. It has been so wonderful to talk to my mum and just explain these things and really show her that there is a different life. There is a different way, that when you really change the way that you think, you can really change your life. When you decide to wake up in the morning and watch what you're doing, you know, watch what you're listening to. What are you feeding yourself? Are you feeding yourself the things of this world, or are you feeding yourself the things of God? Are you feeding your carnal mind, or are you feeding your spiritual mind? And when you decide that you're going to make that dedicated decision to feed your spiritual mind much more than your carnal mind, you are really going to grow in such a fast way. You're going to want to become obedient. You're going to want to really desire and be excited for the things of God. You're really going to have such joy within your heart, knowing that no matter what circumstance come up, that you can get through it, that there's no stronghold on you anymore. And it's great that these things have come up, because strongholds try. They try to come up. But when you're growing and when you're learning to really be so much more spiritually aware, spiritually minded, these things come minuscule. They become so small that we're not worried. We're not, with those bad habit patterns just drop off us. That once was me, but now we are new creations in Christ and we can renew our minds each day. But it's up to us how much work we're going to put in. God does the work, but we also need to ensure that we're working with him. We're not just, okay, you know, we've got grace over us and I can hear the sharing and it feels good for a minute, but I'm not going to really act and do anything. No, we really need to act in faith. We need to ensure that we're acting upon everything that is being spoken, even if we don't understand, even if at first there could be a little bit of an anxious thought. That actually, no, I'm going to do what is encouraged and I'm going to see the power of God work because God is powerful. Our words are powerful and we choose each day what words we are choosing, whether we are choosing death or we are choosing life. And when we choose life, the people around us, their life, their hot, everything will change for them when they decide to come and they decide to really get, they decide to come on board with you. And it's just like when, you know, when I put when I was putting many different wedding dresses on, there was that one and it really just, so I could feel it. And my eyes, my whole entire being lit up, you know, and when you're that light in a situation, people will see you, people will hear you, and people are watching what you are doing. And if you are going to the carnal, that's not going to be an example. But when you're being spiritual and you're really putting your full effort in it, into everything, you're really speaking the words of life, they are going to hear and they are going to see. And when they really start to hear and listen, then wow. I'm just hugely thankful right now for everything around me, for how God really does change everything. And, you know, I've seen just even a few things today. And I sat with my mum and I said, I'm so thankful for the place I'm in. I'm so thankful I'm not with those people anymore. I'm so thankful that actually God chose me to come out and to make the difference, that I don't live that life that I once lived, because God can pull you out of any situation. And if you really desire it, if you really want it, it all depends on how much you want it. If you really want something, you can really go and get it with God, because he is the one who wants to change your life. He is the one who gives you words to speak. He is the one who is the one who will really, you know, give you the exactly what you need on a daily basis. But we are the ones who need to then grab hold of it and run with it. Don't be sitting ducks. Really run with it. Run with the heavenly words that is being spoken. Run with the teaching that is being shared and listen with the tent. Write in notes. I'm a very big note writer and I like to write my notes and go back through them. It does a lot for me. And I know there is so much huge power in writing also. And when you go back, you can really hear again and what is being shared, because God doesn't want you to miss anything. He wants you to, even if there's one thing within the sharing that you hear that touches your heart, go ahead and do that thing, because that is God speaking to your heart. You know, today I'm really going to go and, you know, speak in tongues for however long you desire to go and speak in tongues. I'm really going to grab hold of that. That's something that I really need to do. Or honor God. I'm really going to sit down and dedicate myself to this. I'm going to ask God. I'm not going to let my own carnal mind in. I'm going to go in with it with faith, and I'm going to let God prove what he says in his word, because he wants to prove himself. But if you're not acting and you're not you're letting your old man nature in, and you're letting fears, worries or doubts consume your mind, then you're not going to see the power of God work within that, because you're not moving. God will move when we move. So, and God certainly has moved. He's moved in my whole life, even from my younger years. I can see, like, there was a very pinnacle point of when I was really in a bad mess on very deep, hard drugs. And God really spoke to me, and he said, like, it's now or never. And I heard him, and I can remember exactly where I was, and I can hear that voice still now today. And he will speak to you. He will say to you, it's now, and it's today we move. Don't think, okay, I'll wait until tomorrow, because as we know, tomorrow never comes. Do it now. If God's putting it on your heart now, do it. And you will really manifest the great blessings of God and what he's done for you. Don't wait another day to miss what God has for you, because that could be pinnacle for your tomorrow. And this is where we really need to, where we can sharpen up on actually, I'm going to act now. I'm going to not put anything off. I'm really going to listen. I'm not going to go and spend time watching TV or doing things that's not going to benefit me spiritually. I'm really going to do the things that is spiritually going to activate my mind, and I'm gonna really do everything that with heart intent, and really prove God for myself and for the people around me. So this has just been a real fantastic, profitable week. If you haven't heard the sharings that has been shared, then I really encourage you to listen. There's such great, great, great encouragement, great learning and knowledge of things that personally I didn't know, and how Lawrence explains is absolutely fantastic. It was such a God-given sharings that he done, and which are really life changing when you sit back and you listen. So I really encourage you to go ahead and do that. So anyway, that's what I want to share. God bless you.